What are we doing?
This is for eggnog.
Ho, ho, here we go.
This is the first podcast ever at my place. We've never recorded at my house before.
It's so true.
It's a vibe in here, Deaner. You guys have like, you have like modern ranch going on with like some romantic Christmassy
twinkly lights.
Yes, but we are at the belly button on butt crack of Harmon Valley at my place recording our episode of Just Us.
We asked what you wanted, and to our surprise, people wanted to hear from us. So here we are. We don't really know what we're going to talk about, but we have been on a bit of a hiatus. So I guess we do have a few months to fill in. Our last episode before our Vanessa one was July.
July. Yeah. Who is that?
Ashley Schaefer.
Right.
Yeah. We ended that off with a bang.
Definitely. We did. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Unbeknownst to us, we took a break after our best episode. Yeah.
We like literally never even discussed it. I think we just like.
Just quit.
Chilled out.
Literally.
None of us texted
each other. Busy. Yeah. We're like, if I don't say anything, they won't say anything.
And if they have anxiety, I probably have anxiety about it. But we're just going to erase this. The worst part, other than like not podcasting, was like during this little break.
What?
Was when I was like. Maybe I'll listen back to like some episodes and like see like what they were like. Oh, the good her, she's so cute. Anyways, yeah.
And what did you? What was the consensus?
Oh my god!
No. How far back did you go?
I listened to like our New Year's resolutions, and I listened to like our first episode, like actually so bad. Hi, Pharaoh. What doing?
She's like, I don't know about this Cole character.
She's like, give me she's that mic, fun. Ma. Yeah, she is. She's having fun with Cole and Reba. Mm-hmm. Reba loves her.
Yeah.
Reba, if you guys don't know, I actually have a daughter. She's 2 years old. She's red.
She sings.
She does sing. We do baby Reba. Anyways.
So what are we going to talk about tonight, guys?
This podcast is off to a horrible start.
Yeah. So how was this first 6 months of motherhood? I guess since we've had a hiatus, it's pretty much been like kind of your first whack at that.
Oh, I don't know. It's been something. It's been good. It's been a lot busier than I thought. A lot less sleep. Actually, no, the sleep wasn't bad until just recently.
She just kind of started not sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's where does going she sleep? Through all their little developmental stages. Where does she sleep?
Yeah.
In her crib.
In your room?
In her room.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been sleeping in there since, I don't know, like.
Pretty far.
Yeah.
Pretty long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's been good. It goes by really fast.
Yeah. The time's been flying.
Yeah.
Do you have a baby book?
I don't have time for that. I have some baby books.
And you post a lot of pictures of what you guys have
and then
to.
I actually, there's this thing called keepsake, like, but spelt with a Q. And I can just text in things.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
it texts you and asks you questions, so you can just reply and add a picture, or you can like anytime she does something for the first time, like when she sits for the first time or whatever, I can text that in, and then it goes into like this baby book. And then I can
kind of automatically creates one for you.
Yeah. And then that's I can cool. get it printed off at the end of the year, and you can keep doing it as long as you want. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That is way easier for me.
Okay. I have a question I've been dying to ask you.
Oh no.
How are the padsicles?
Worth everybody?
I needed them. Yeah.
Did you? What were they like?
I don't know. People want to get into these details.
Well, we talked about it.
Did we?
With Cassie.
Oh yeah.
Okay, well, you weren't the only one breeding and giving birth around your place. Like, what's going on?
I was like, who else has been doing that in this room?
No announcements. Like, where are you at with your horses and your horse program and the breeding program and stuff? Like, people probably really want to hear about that, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. Like,
Sum up your season if you feel comfortable doing that.
So we had how many babies? We had 5 babies this year.
Yeah.
That all went well. We learned a lot.
Yeah. You got prepared, though. You watched a lot of videos.
Man, you had that monitor going like it was nobody's business. Oh, yeah.
Actually, like that stupid monitor, I have PTSD from the noise that it makes.
Really?
Yeah.
You think you hear it?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
And, because every time it goes off, you're like, is there a foal being born? And you're up in the middle of the night. And,
So you were up around the clock with that. mm-hmm. and then like had baby, like when mm-hmm. before you were giving baby, like you were crazy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what we were thinking, but somehow it all worked out.
Yeah.
And you have like all your babies are sold except one?
Yeah, there's just one left.
Yeah.
That's the Streak of Fling, a classic guy. And he's super
How
stakes.
Is that one still left?
I honestly don't know. Like, he is so nice.
Yeah, he is super nice.
Yeah, I kind of just was like, okay, well, I'll probably just keep him till he's a yearling maybe.
Yeah.
See how he looks then, but mm-hmm. I think he's going to look sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there.
Nice.
Unless Nadine wants him.
Yeah, we'll see if we sell all my...
He's a bae.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. As if bays are my type.
He's a flippin' nice bae.
As if bays are my type.
That's all you ever ride.
I know. I like my bays with long manes and a star, allegedly.
My mom loves bays, too.
Yeah, your mom does love bays.
Ooh, Trick is a flashy bae, too. I feel like mm-hmm. he's yeah. a real nice.
Yeah.
So, and then what's coming next year? You rebred some horses. Yeah. Same thing again. You're expecting quite a few.
Yeah, we didn't, like, it was kind of rough going this breeding season.
Yeah.
For
which is crappy for the
reasons.
First year into it, too. It's not a real...
Yeah. Yeah, we just didn't have very good luck with the vet we were using.
Sorry, that's what I think about that.
Message us if you'd like to know yeah. which vet clinic that was.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, it's mm-hmm. not just that it was fluke that I had such terrible luck with this vet, but... Mm-hmm. We know others. Multiple other people that had trouble. So
looking forward to switching things up for yeah. this 2022 breeding yes. season then probably.
Yes, I found another vet that I've been chatting with about the issues that we had, and we're making plans. Actually, I'm going to be talking to them again tomorrow just so I have everything ready with mm-hmm. the mares that I... Because there's... Yeah, I have a couple mares. Really nice mares that are not having foals this spring. So I want to get them going early.
Yeah.
And and then a couple of later ones. And yeah, I might do some recit mares with a couple of them. I haven't fully decided yet. So
try a couple of that. Couple yeah. of them breed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So nice. We'll see how it goes. But
yeah, I have a feeling this year is going to be a real yeah. good year.
Yeah. yeah. Oh my goodness. We have. Yeah. I have some really nice breedings that I get to use this year because I missed out on them last year. But
yeah.
Well, Pharaoh's yeah. going to get all the pretty ponies to ride.
Yeah. I was talking to Landon about, buying a horse for her. Like, how much are we going to spend on her barrel horse and blah, blah, blah. He's like, you're not buying anything. He said, you're just going to breed her a really nice one.
There you go.
I was like, yeah, I guess that'll work.
Okay. I have a question for you.
What?
Would you ever get a stud?
No. I mean, okay, I don't want to say no because the people that say no, they wouldn't. They always end up, that's what they end up getting doing, one. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not in the plans, but.
Have you, like, asked anybody who does this more? I feel like it's getting a little bit more hot in the States, and then at some of these sales and stuff, too, people are pre-selling mm-hmm. embryos. Maybe we need to have somebody on the podcast to talk yeah. about that. But I'm seeing quite a few horses for sale, same. You know, just listed by Premier Horse.
They do that a lot down in the States.
And like, they brought in big money for some of those embryos that, mm-hmm. you know, are...
Like, I was looking at another Frenchman's Guy mare down in the States. She's really nice, but she was older, and I want, like, this lady, she was doing that, like, she'd sell 3 embryos a year
yeah.
off of this horse.
But did you say their vet bills in the States are priced a little bit differently than what it is up here, too? Is it maybe more affordable for them to do down there?
I don't know. Well, this girl, I think she did it all herself.
Yeah, that
was, like, lots of them, they'll do it themselves, but I mean, I did use a vet down in the States, and it was significantly cheaper.
I remember you saying
yeah.
that.
Yeah. You went down to Montana.
But anyway, so yeah, this mare I bought, if I would have bought her, I already had an embryo sold out of her.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, it's just with the whole COVID thing, bringing mm-hmm. mare, like I did it for one mare, but it was just.
Makes it harder.
Yeah. And then trying to get her here in time to get her bred again. And so. But yeah, they do a lot of the embryo, like selling embryos. Cause
do you get the whole recit mare or do you get the baby
yeah,
after?
They'll breed them, put them in a recit mare, and then you just take that recit mare.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Or yeah. I mean, some of them they carry themselves, so they you do have to wait. But
if you want to keep your
mare or
whatever.
I think majority of them, they'll do that, yeah.
Interesting. Nice. I'm wondering about doing that with CJ. Like if I just found my owner sit mare, mm-hmm. because since I'm going to have two breedings, then maybe I could just sell the one mare bred and pay for my vet bills mm-hmm. a little bit.
Or you keep both babies.
Just keep them both, Steph. Like seriously.
Yeah, look at me this year. Both my babies are still there.
You only live yeah. once.
We know how it goes.
I think JD was listed for 3 days.
Yeah. But I think anyway, I think back to the embryo thing. I think it's starting to happen more up here.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think like if you see a horse that you're like, okay, I want that baby from that mare and that stallion, then that's the only way you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, if yeah. you want to call dibs on it before it hits the ground. But I did see there's a couple of people or they were selling them as embryos already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been noticing that a little bit. Yeah. Share that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that happens down in the States, it always eventually trickles up to Canada.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It just takes a little bit longer.
Just takes a little while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. And then you were riding Dee this summer. So tell yeah. us a little bit about that. Maybe some successes and maybe yeah. some things you want to work on for next season.
Okay. So I did have her with Riley McKenzie for a bit there while I had Pharaoh. And I got her back. And oh my goodness, like she... felt so good. I mean, she felt a lot more confident on the pattern, but mm-hmm. it's like, wow, this isn't completely different from what I normally ride, you know. Sometimes yeah. you get a horse back from someone and they just ride completely different, but she felt really good. So I took her, was it the Big mm-hmm. Bang, the first one I went to?
Bang Bang.
Yeah. Yeah, I took
Did
her
you
there.
Take her to like teepee or something before?
I don't know.
Butterfield's race, maybe right before Big
oh,
Bang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I took her there. Man, I can't even remember.
And then Big Bang was the weekend right
okay.
after.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, so she, I mean, we were mostly still just like fast loping. But I was, I have this thing where when I'm starting them, like between starting them on the pattern and getting fat, like, I don't know. I don't have very much confidence asking for speed because... I think I just have this thing in my head that I'm going to get bucked off.
Oh,
and like your horses, same. They both have kind of done that to you though. Like Joe did it to you and she did. Dee did give you
did
a little.
She?
In Pinoca the one day. She gave you a little.
But, oh, yeah.
But I think she knows you're nervous.
That's
and then she
the
does
thing.
It.
She gets it.
But when you just carried on and then you let her go on the way home and there yeah. was none of that. It was
I
just
think
like,
seriously
oh,
they can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we did go to Big Bang, I was like talking to Shannon
Confident.
About it. And I'm like, oh, I can't. That's what where I always have trouble. And so we went and rode with her that one day. And she's like, hey, just let her go. Like, she's always telling me, just go. Go yeah. for it. And I'm like, oh, look how fast we went. And she's like, Steph,
okay,
you
this
need
is
to
like
go.
One of the funniest things was like, we're like, whip her. And then you're like,
oh, I remember that.
And then we were all like, okay. And like, I think you heard us laughing at you and you started laughing at yourself. And it was
that so was funny. The first time I had ever whipped her.
You
so
like closed your eyes and grabbed your teeth.
I literally did.
Yeah.
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 But it was really good with Shannon because you guys were there and I went to do a cruise through and you all were yelling at me just to go.
Yeah.
And so I just hung on and went and she did a little bit buck or hardly. But she kind of threw
excited.
A little something and I'm like, oh, and he's like, keep going. And ever since then at Big Bang, I was like, I could let her go. Because she even told me, go on the track and just hang on to the horn and let her run.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. so I did that. I was very tense, but I did that a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I did my runs at Big Bang. And since then, it's like, okay.
Feel
and
way
she
more comfortable.
And now she knows that I'm not. Freaking out, so she hasn't done that with me since.
And you, yeah. you, Pharaoh, was that much younger too. Like it was that much more close to the beginning
yeah,
of your barrel
true.
Racing
yeah.
after baby. So,
yeah.
yeah.
And I honestly, yeah, I haven't run in a while since because I don't
CBHI much.
No, I mean like before that.
Oh yeah,
with Joe, yeah. I hadn't run since the year before in November, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your plans for 2022 in the riding and jockeying department
and fame?
And fame. Okay, well, with Dee, she has an abscess right now that she's getting better. So I'm hoping January she'll be sound and I can start going to like Teepee Creek and High Prairie. And yeah, then I want to just get to all the barrel races. And Fame, he is futurity-ing this coming season, but I sent him off to Riley. Originally, it was just supposed to be like, I don't know, a couple months just to get him going good, because it's hard for me, especially in the winter, to get to an arena with Pharaoh, because our arena's like the close one isn't heated and I don't want to freeze her.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've been chatting about it and she has such good access to arenas down there. And oh no, Pharaoh.
Whip out your boob, Cole.
Okay, just a minute, okay? Oh no.
She's like, no, now, mom.
Oh,
what about you, Dean?
I was going to say, good thing that Pharaoh's not with Cole anymore, because that was getting pretty cute. Getting
scared. We know what Cole and Nadine are doing later.
<I'm> just, not a chance. Yeah, I can't believe it's like, oh, December already. Like, what a crazy in July, ass year.
Like, the last time we recorded, we hadn't gone to Bing Bang. We hadn't gone
haven't gone very many places. No. I actually had like an awesome little year with Corley. I was so pumped about him. Like, so this spring, yeah, I took him to the branding pen. Cole hopped on him, roped off him. It was pretty sweet. And then like... Sorry. Pharaoh's has some sick flow right now.
She's
like, don't laugh at me, you asshole. Yeah. So cute. Anyways. So, yeah. We took him, started off with like at the KC jackpot series. and I never realized how hot and horny he is for mares in the spring, because that was actually scary bringing him to those jackpots. Like, he was like
steady,
ramped up, ready to rock. I mean, he's been in a smaller pen too, like when at the time. So he just had so much energy and was just ready to rip. So yeah, ended up the first jackpot, just pitched him the reins, wasn't good. But you know, at the end of the series, we were in the 2D there, which I was super pumped about. And yeah, I was super happy with him. And then we went to Teepee Creek and first time ever there, ran a 16.6, which was super cool. Sweet. Yeah, that's the fastest I've ran.
He's a speed demon.
He is. And that's with like wide barrels and like just kind of figuring it out. Then we went to Claire's home, me and Megan. He ran a 17.7 there. Like,
yeah,
super pumped about that again. And like, this horse hasn't even had a full year under him, like for like previously, like only went to like a few jackpots and ran at a few jackpots. So then we went to, well, other than like smaller jackpots up here, then we went to the Big Bang. And I guess like at that point in the season, things that I was noticing about him was that he was getting really pushy at my barrels. He was like rooting his nose and saying like, lady, get off of me, like I know what I'm doing, or something isn't right. Like, it was just so forceful,
aggressive.
Yeah. And like, he would set himself up for like the turn kind of, but he was just rooting so hard I would be like almost thrown a little bit out of the saddle. And so yeah, I ended up going to that same lesson with Steph, with Shannon, and he did really good, but she just thought I needed to do more softening drills with him and whatnot. So went to the Big Bang and he handled it so well. Like the run under the lights and everything, like that was so sick. Like, I remember like coming into the alleyway and like just smile on my face. Like, I didn't care how my run was going to go. I was just freaking pumped to be there.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
That was such a fun arena to run into.
Right? Yeah. It was so cool, especially like in the dark. Like, I thought that was dope. Like, I haven't ran like under the lights like that, like since I've rodeoed like on Peppy. So I was just like, oh, I've been dying to do this again.
It was sweet. People were hardcore too, like with their buybacks, like so late under the lights.
Yeah, like what we were like late. Well, you were laying in your horse trail. I was
watching the buybacks on my phone.
But yeah, I was super pumped. Like, he was like a second and a little bit off of like girls that were running at Calgary Stampede and stuff with some issues I didn't know about. So
yeah.
Always.
What will the issues be is the question.
Well, one of the issues.
Not will there be issues. What issues?
One of the issues is that his owner's an idiot. So this is like a hilarious story that happened. Happened at the Big Bang. So it was super late. Like, you know, it's probably like 11:40. You're saddling up because you're at the bottom, whatever. And it's like kind of in the middle of town, this arena. like it's
sundry.
Like,
yeah, it is, yeah, kind of in sundry.
Yeah, kind of in sundry. So obviously there is some buzzed up townies like walking around. And I was like throwing, I had my little flashlight on and I was saddling up.
Your headlamp?
No, I didn't have a headlamp. I need a headlamp, but I had my phone flashlight. And then this guy like kind of stumbles over to me. He's like, hey, like, holy, are you just saddling up? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, like we're just like going to go run. And, you know, just chatting and laughing kind of, because I'm like, wow, that guy looks like he's having so much fun. And I was just nervous. So I was just like, because of my run,
just
I guess.
Chatting.
Yeah. So just chatting, whatever. And then he's like, oh yeah. So like, what number are they on? And I was like, oh yeah. And he's like, oh cool. And then we're chatting a little bit. He's like, so what's your number? And I was like, oh, like, no, like I have a boyfriend. Like I, yeah, no, I'm not giving you my number. He's like, no, like what number are you? So I can watch you when you go. I was like, oh my
just
God.
Just so cocky.
So cocky. So embarrassed. Like if there was a, I actually like just started laughing. Like I'm just so embarrassed. That was probably one of the embarrassing, like, I don't know if my face is getting red right now talking about it. Cause like, if like someone knows who this guy is because he told the story, like I tell him I'm freaking embarrassed. Like, but yeah, so.
He probably did really want your number, but then he just like had to make you feel dumb.
If any guys are like listening to this, that's like a pretty sick move. Like on Barrel Racer, let's be like, oh yeah, what's your number?
Easy out. Oh, no, I wasn't meaning that number. No, just your draw number.
I want to see your like horse ran. I'm in the market. So went to the Big Bang. It was actually really nice because Brooke, she messaged me. She's like, saw you on live feed. Like, you and Carly look so good. I was like, oh, thanks. Like, aww. So
Brooke true. Robertson?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just always like so pumped to like chat. I like her a lot. Anyways, so yeah, bring him home. Little skedaddle happened, whatever. Things.
Little honky tonk.
Little honky tonk. Yeah. Little Ride Tribe 911. Steph was there. Anyways, don't want to get into that. It was all G though. And
Nadine's yearly trip to the hospital.
Yearly or
from a bay horse.
We're not saying which bay horse, but a bay horse. I rocket launched and sewed it almost my ear. Anyways. So I went to go get some like mate, because like before I was going to be like, okay, this was clearly attitude. I really wanted to make sure that it wasn't anything else, mm-hmm. because it wasn't.
It's kind of what we preach on the here on yeah, the podcast. You know,
it is.
Like we got acting funny.
You better
maybe go, you better go to the vet.
Go yeah. get more horse poor. But but yeah, so I decided, okay, well, I'm going to wait for Bailey to come up. Actually, I was going to go down to see her at CBHI. Mm. But then she ended up coming to Teepee Creek before then. So I was like, hey, if I can run at CBHI, like I kind of want to, even though my confidence definitely wasn't up there. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Crystal Ferguson here and she worked on his back. And when she ran her fingers down his spine, he like crumbled, like wanted to hit the ground, like so sore. And I was just like, damn, like then oops. I'm like thinking back, like, did I not notice anything? And the last day of the Big Bang, he wouldn't let me on his back. And he was like circling and circling and circling and circling. And that was after like a 4 hour lesson with Shannon. Like it was a long time. Yeah. And yeah, so he wouldn't let me on his back, which is totally not like him. And then when I finally got on, he was like kind of like kicking at his stomach a little, like picking his like kicking out a little bit and kicking up and
just being uncomfortable.
Like, weird. I'm like, hey, you're being a dick. Like get over it kind of thing. Right. Like Pharaoh agrees.
Good job, Pharaoh.
And then so yeah, just wasn't being cool. So I was like, okay, you know what, whatever, I'm gonna warm you up and I'm gonna teach you a lesson because you're being a turkey. So then I like go like call my name and he wouldn't go into the arena. And I was like, okay, this horse has never had alleyway issues. Mm-hmm. Like there's something clearly wrong. But I was like, whatever, like I'm just gonna do my thing. And then yeah, this event happened after. So then Crystal rubbed his back and there was something clearly wrong with his back. And then I was like, dun, dun, dun.
How much?
It's kissing spine.
Oh yeah.
It has to be kissing spine. That's the only way. Yeah, so
it's the only answer.
It's the only answer. And then so I got her to do some saddle fitting and she, like I was hoping she'd be like, oh, your saddle fits like shit, so you can like get a new one. But it actually like didn't fit him bad. So I was like, damn. And then so and then so yeah, ended up going to Bailey eventually and I was like, okay, give me the full meal deal because like something's up. I like never want to deal with this again. So like
fix it.
Fix him. So yeah, Bailey was awesome. She like loved him, and like she was so thorough in like the exam, and we did the flex test and everything. And yeah, so ended up needing his hocks done. And then it got to the spine, and that I was sweat. You guys, I was sweating. I was so nervous. I think I texted you my results as soon as I got them.
Yeah.
No kissing spine. I mean, yeah. So I was so pumped about that. But like, I was like, hey, well, that's good. But she thought that because his hocks were so like sore, it was actually pulling the muscles away from his spine, and that's what
stifles.
Yeah, and then it like just all leads to that, right? Yeah. So.
But he didn't need an SI and like gesture, nothing. No,
his SI was like super strong. Like his SI looked amazing. Mm-hmm. His stifles looked good. It was just his hocks.
Yeah.
And so, and like the muscle soreness in his back. So she gave him the B12 shots, I believe. And then, yeah, did his hocks. And then, yeah, ended up being good to go. And I think he was still sore for about 2 and a half weeks after that. And then finally, like the day I had rubbed his back and nothing happened, I was like,
yay.
Thank the Lord.
No so, kidding.
Yeah. And like ever since then, like Cole has been on him. I've been on him.
A horse like him, like with Ray too, probably just like lots of legging up and whatnot and working like with, you know, tucking that belly up. And
yes.
Like collecting, like really using their back all the time.
All the time.
Or just, you know, often just purely for like the exercise of those back muscles.
Right? Exactly. Like, yeah. And I, like it wasn't
prone to that.
Exactly. And it wasn't like super like the best year ever that we could have had because we were so busy with the house. So when I was going to ride, it was either in the morning or it was like a quick win after work, or like it wasn't just super consistent. So I think if I could have been a little more consistent with him,
yeah,
probably could have built up a little more strength, a little more muscle. And
what 2022 going to be lit.
I'm so excited. So yeah, now he's been on a break. Like, we rode since then for sure, since he wasn't sore. Not a whole bunch, though. Then the ground froze. Then it snowed. Then it turned to ice. And now it's snowy again. So, and then work's been crazy. So it never really got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hasn't had a ton done with him.
No, since. No. But he's
heading. So what is in his future here soon?
So he's heading down to Vanessa Salisbury, who was in our last podcast episode, for three and a half months.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm so excited. And me then too. I want him to come back and I want a friggin' rodeo. Like I want to go hard. So we'll see. Hopefully, fingers crossed, he's going to be like,
oh, I'm sure he'll be good. Yeah. Like he's already nice and broke, and like if she can just get him like seasoned a little bit for you, then there's no reason why you guys can't just
carry on. Exactly. And like honestly, I am so pumped to send a horse because it's tough when we just have like one or two jackpots up here a month, if that. Like the roads are crappy, like the
and yeah, sure, it costs $1,000 a month, but honestly, okay, if you factor in, okay, I'm worth $25-$30 an hour, okay, we have to drive 1 hour to the arena, 1 hour back, that's already $60 for one ride. Then you rent the arena, there's another $20, then you pay $60 in fuel. So right away, just for one ride, you're paying $150 to go get a good barrel session in.
Exactly.
So if you can pay $1,000 and you know somebody's riding your horse 5 days a week, getting them to four jackpots even a month, it almost pays for itself.
When damn, girl, that was the best breakdown I've ever heard in my life.
I'm a salesperson, you know?
What the heck? You can sell feed. So, yeah.
So, that's, yeah, I think it's totally justifiable. 100%. Like, especially being where
up
we here. Are.
Yeah. Like, I would love to say, yeah, I did all this work. But
no excuses.
Yeah.
Get up and go. And, I mean, but, like, good for, like, Vanessa, you know, she really did do it. But, you know, I think she probably does have an arena within
20 minutes. She has one 5 minutes away. Yeah. So, for us, like, but what I'm going to watch for next year is a sign of needing their hocks done is getting pushy in the bit. And he wasn't pushy in the bit when I got him. And he wasn't like that when I got him. So it must have been at some point during the year he started getting sore. And I just didn't know. So, and I'm totally okay with saying I didn't know.
Because and I'm like just scared of anything happening if you know you do have a sensitive horse. So I just like to get a good vet check before I start entering.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want to like be doing something at speed one day and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, no, actually that hurts and I don't want to be here. So
so see you later,
I don't want you up there.
Yeah. So he's going to, as soon as like he's done with Vanessa, I mean, I think I'm going to get him fit for a Woody saddle. Mm-hmm. And then
she could probably fit him up a little bit when he's there.
Yeah. And then he'll go and get like maybe when I go down to get him, I'll find wherever Bailey is and get like a preseason.
He should be good now.
He should be good now for a bit, but just make sure everything's like all G before I go start running him.
And you treated him for ulcers too, which could have also been a thing. That could have been a thing. Especially if he was sore
and
also.
Front gut and hind gut ulcers.
Yeah. Another common one.
Yeah. Yeah. So all that stuff was done and I'm super pumped.
I want to hear, speaking of ulcers, okay, I want like some ride or dies feedback here. Like I do hear mixed things, but do you guys give your horses like omeprazole, sucralfate, like, you know, all season? Do you only use it when you notice something? Do you use it on the weekends? What's your protocol? I would love to know. I have a horse that scopes clean, but when I put her on sucralfate, I seriously 100% notice a difference in cinchiness.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that maybe she has hindgut ulcers. My vet thinks that like I'm crazy hypochondriac. And he doesn't really think so, but I swear I notice a difference. So I am just curious, like, instead of leaving her on it all the time, like, what is your guys' protocol for barrel racing with that? Or what other combination of, like, stomach supplements and drugs do you like?
Or, like, Zestera or whatever.
I do have Zestera now. I'm going to use that.
I think I'm definitely going to travel with that in the springtime. Or I heard that sucralfate. Some people use that as a preventative as well. Yeah. I just feel like in the springtime, Coralie is so stressed out about like mares and shit that I'm just like,
ulcer meds might not be a bad idea.
Might not be a bad idea, especially like.
And honestly, it's not that expensive to treat them for it.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I know. But it's just like, am I harming the gut by always giving it? We need to have a nutritionist on too here.
Yeah.
To talk about gut health.
We got to do it again. Yeah.
That's where I think it'd be nice if you could, if you knew you had ulcers, get rid of them with that. And then like if I ever treat for ulcers, I don't know, I've been told that you can just quit whatever, and
then some people say, oh no, wean off it.
Well I mean that's kind of what I'll do. I'll wean him off of it. As I'm weaning him off, I'll start putting them on Zestera. Something more natural that's not like
prescription.
And then I don't know, I did that with Jo when she had ulcers and I never had issues with her with ulcers after that.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And then, okay. So I've also heard people say, you know, you don't give the omeprazole with the sucralfate.
Yeah.
Yes. But then I've read that some people have a compound pharmacist that puts omeprazole and sucralfate together.
I know. That's another thing. Cause I've heard it
that
from
sounds convenient.
Both ways from different vets.
If it
and
works.
Then can you feed sucralfate with before on an empty stomach or not an empty stomach?
I read about that too.
Like what?
There's so many things, honestly.
I know.
I think we all know by now horses are so much flipping trial and error.
That's true.
I
know. Nobody can tell me the secret They're answer all because different. It's all different.
They're all different.
Yeah.
But and besides a veterinarian telling me that like sucralfate, it's kind of like, you're crazy for giving
I've had two people from the same clinic tell me two different things.
you just have to see it works. That
so
is so true.
So if you're a vet and you're listening to this, can you like reach
What's
out?
What's the real answer?
Tell us.
And where do we get a good compound combination of these drugs? Because I am curious about that as well.
Yeah.
And talking to someone about that.
I'm sorry. Convenience. Sucralfate is so annoying to give.
Just the pills.
Yeah.
I know. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Okay. Here is another amazing thing that I learned.
What?
Remember, Steph, I left.
Get them to take
it,
not give it.
I left D with Steph one. Why did you?
When you're putting the things in the mouth.
But why did I leave her with you?
Were you giving
birth? I just brought her down in the trailer.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, and she was on sucralfate. And I forgot to tell Steph, like, she's not very good at taking oral stuff.
Sorry.
And so Steph has to give her this sucralfate and she's like, yeah, it took me like four times to get one tube down her.
Oh my gosh.
And then, oh my goodness, I got in a fight with her and not with Steph.
Did you and Steph fist fight too?
No, almost. With D, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like she will not take it. I don't know. And there's people next door. They're like, oh, is that a perfect? I was like, how did you know?
Maybe the brand on her hip.
That's exactly it. But anyway, they love perfects and I love perfects, so it's okay. But who was it, Steph, that said just hold it by their head? Oh, it was Holly Mosher.
Let them take it instead of you having to give it.
Yeah, they said go up to your horse and say, can you please take this or please open your mouth or something or can you open your mouth and see what they do. Okay, I'll be honest, Dee was very... like she was past that point. I had to still, I don't even know what I did, but it took a week or two to get her to know really? Whether she'll take it. But now, yeah, at this point, I'm like, I put it near her mouth and I'm just like, okay, let's just, can you open your mouth? I mean, I don't know if I always say that, but it's amazing. It's amazing. Honestly, the first couple times I just held it by her mouth and she starts like, just. It yeah, with Ricky too.
You just say, can you open your mouth?
I think, okay, honestly, I don't think the whole asking, can you open your mouth, does anything. I think it's more you're slowing things down and mm-hmm. you're being patient and you're just like, here, I'm not going to attack you with this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shove it down your throat. Like, yeah. You know, because even if I try to hold her head and do it, it's like, yeah, you just shove it in and you don't give them time, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're just like, hey, can you open your mouth? Like, that takes how many seconds? And you're just calm.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know.
You're letting
it
be their idea.
Yeah.
Cole, how do you do that?
He's sleeping. Oh.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like that. Anyway, I've never had a horse that was so hard to give anything orally and doing all this.
I had a hard time with Ricky with that last winter, and then he went to Marie for a bit, and he had to be on ulcer meds. And that's what she said. She's like, I just hold it at his lips. And yeah. Then eventually he's like, totally.
Yeah.
Do it. I did
have to quit. I had to just only give her Zestera for like 2 weeks. Yes. Though.
Trick them with some Zestera. They love that.
Yeah. And then every once in a while you give him like a dewormer, seriously, sucralfate. That's not, I don't think that's good. It's you pretty can, chalky.
Like, if you're not like it really so set, chalky. If you're not super set on like doing it fasted, you can bust your sucralfate pills up and put it in your grain if they're by themselves.
Yeah, that's what I did. And that worked really good.
Yeah.
So I just started, oh, here, Fame, can you open your mouth? And he takes it way easier now, even though he was really good.
You have to go in
before.
There, not in a rush, and just let it. Here, this is tasty.
You want some candy? Yeah.
There's some new tips and tricks for 2022.
Where actually were we?
Steph.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, there, lady, let's talk about your horses. Let's talk about some crypto.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so tell us about all that jazz. Let's start with your ponies. Let's talk about Ray.
So ponies. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been trying to downsize the ponies a little. So Ricky is gone. And then one broodmare is gone. So I downsized by two.
So how many total now? Including the donkeys.
Including the donkeys and the babies. Like, I'm still at like eight, probably.
We have issues.
People always ask me that. I'm like, do the donkeys and the baby horses count? Like, not really.
Oh, yeah, they count.
Yeah, they do.
They count for
cuteness. I love my donkeys so much. They're just free-range donkeys again. Yeah. The other day they come and they were, like, standing by the cement pad yesterday. I was like, oh, like, what do they want? But they couldn't reach the water anymore because they were all low, so I had to do all my waters last night. So, yeah, horses. I don't really know if I've talked about it too much. I know we're going to do, like, a way more in-depth episode about mm-hmm. kissing spine. But Ray, she was diagnosed with, like, a very mild case of kissing spine. Really hardly like meritable to do surgery, but
still causing you issues over years.
Like on x-ray, like very mild and probably not a case that most vets would look at and want to do surgery on, but her symptoms and her behavior for me vouched otherwise. Yeah. And I did have to
research.
And I did. I searched far and wide. I called the back this guy in Texas, Dr. Honest.
Exactly. This is
like
another thing where
dude.
The states, they're the way ahead of Canada on things like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And most people like, so there's kind of two main, so kissing spine, I'll just give you like a brief overview. I am not a vet, so don't quote me on this, but your horse has like spinal processes, just like we would have vertebrae in our back. And oftentimes, like it's becoming way more common to actually see it on an x-ray or people are actually x-raying or investigating a little bit farther. But a lot of times with back soreness, some of those spinal processes might actually be touching and it's like quite common. Some horses can have like atrocious x-rays and they're still a 1D horse and it's fine. Some horses have mild x-rays, but they buck or they are like angry and it hurts them more. So it's x-rays, vets say that you can't really go solely off the x-rays, like it has
you
to
can
be a
tell
whole
that
picture.
They have it, but you can't tell. Yeah
And so Ray's had like a couple SI injections. Like if she ever gets sore anywhere after a season, it would be her back. But so, yeah, this last year, I think it was January, we finally x-rayed and she had a few processes that were quite close. So I did a more invasive surgery a lot. So there's two main surgeries. One's called a ligament snip and they go in there and they cut ligaments, which the vet said it's still like a ligament. You think it's like, oh, just like a little piece of sinew or muscle. But no, it's like bone. Like they still do have to like shave that off kind of thing. But if they cut the ligaments between these spinal processes or vertebrae, it kind of like relaxes everything and lets them spread apart. And that's a, they just go in with a little keyhole. They cut, like it's pretty uninvasive. Like yeah. It's quick. The horse stands up, whatever, gone home the same day or the day after. But everybody in the States, nobody in Canada was for the bone shave. But everybody in the States.
I want to know where did you research this on?
A lot of cooped up barrel racer
hell
research.
Hell yeah, cooped up barrel racers.
Sounds so dumb, you guys. But if you go to cooped up barrel racers and literally you have any questions, sucral fate, this or that, kissing spine, you can find like so many threads. And maybe it's not like from a veterinarian, but you get a lot of different ideas, people to talk to, vet names, people that have had similar experiences with barrel horses. So as dumb as it sounds.
And you could see who you're getting advice from.
Yeah, too. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of research there. I had to search far and wide for a vet that would actually shave the bone. But yeah, Ray had the more invasive surgery.
And you had
surgery.
To convince him, I think.
Look at Reba and Pharaoh. Sorry.
Yeah, just looking at the x-rays. And I told him like no other vets really wanted to do the surgery. He's like, well, yeah, it's like not that bad of an x-ray. And I'm like, well, yeah. She gets grumpy though. Like her you're back like,
you
is
don't
sore.
Know her ears.
So anyway,
you ride her and then you'll see.
Yeah, so he did the surgery, it was successful. She has since, so what he did some ligament snipping and he shaved the bone in a couple places. So Ray no longer has kissing spine because physically that bone is shaved, so like it will not touch, permanent thing. And you can manage this with injections if you don't mind going and getting injections, you know, once
all
a year
time, yeah.
Twice a year, whatever it might be to keep your horse happy. But I live up in the north. I just want to solve this problem and not have to wait for it to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait for my horse to get grumpy and
and we only
my
get
ass
vets
cheeks.
Up here. Yeah. And we only get vets up here, like performance vets every, like very
maybe
rare.
Once every month and a half. Two months. Yeah.
Like it's kind of scary if we have a vet emergency.
Knock on.
I know. Our equine vet that we did have up here went back to Ontario.
And she was so good. Like she was quite new, but she was very, very invested in it.
Yeah, she was the one who looked at Ray when her back sore up and she's like, have you ever x-rayed this mare for kissing spine? I was like, what's kissing spine? Then I went home and I googled it and I was
and
like,
you're probably up all night.
Oh no, I was like, my horse, I went in fully expecting, I'm like, I know that this horse has kissing spine, like I just know it.
Yeah, okay,
so but that is an x-ray I would get if I was purchasing a high dollar horse.
Was that may as well
maybe you know if you're spending a big chunk of money. That's one of the
but then again too, if you did need to, like if they did have it, the surgery, if you're spending money on a high
dollar
like, horse,
it's like, an affordable surgery.
It
though,
is
hey?
yeah
so mine was the way more invasive one. It was $2,500.
Yeah, so like
with
really
GST,
that's not bad.
Everything.
And now you don't have to worry.
Now I don't have to worry.
So yes, the surgery worked and everything, but you also did so much rehab for Ray and you were super consistent with that. Plus you have the Beamer. So maybe tell us a little bit about like your whole like routine with that and then how much you Beamered her. That was like, it was actually a pretty good exchange for Ricky for like the Beamer.
Yeah. So I sold Ricky and bought myself a Beamer.
Yeah.
Because I just thought it would only benefit like Ray and any other horse I had going forward and everybody else's horse that maybe would want to use it. But yeah, they say like the biggest thing with a kissing spine horse, especially after surgery or if you don't get the surgery and you do the injections, is the rehab. So a lot of working them collected, the Equibands, just like stretches all the time, the
backing
Beamer
up.
Backing up.
Yeah.
So I did just like so pulls, like it just did so, so much of that. And I was like pretty conservative. So she had the surgery in February. Her first run back was like the middle of July.
Yes.
But she was good. She felt herself. She since like broke a personal best in an arena she's run at many times.
And you can tell her when she runs, like she's really stretching out now.
She is.
She looks so comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So no regrets at all with the surgery.
Regrets?
But I think I'll have to be consistent with her all the time.
Yeah, you will.
She's a little hot. Like she might not need injections. I hope she never needs like any back injections now that that's fixed from that. I got her hocks done too, like, you know, just regular maintenance if you're going to run a horse all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just, I will have to, she'll require a little more attention, maybe a little longer warm up. I should give her longer to get in shape for the season.
But like, really, we should all be getting in shape.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been talking a lot to Shannon, in Brazil. Yeah. And she said like,
our horses are fat.
Yeah, they're fat and out of shape.
Yeah.
And like literally, they're not allowed to run on Lasix. They're not allowed to do so many things.
So wild.
But their horses are in shape.
And running faster than any other place in the world.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll just make me do my due diligence a little more. But yeah, good solid point. If we want an athlete, we should be doing that kind of stuff anyways. Stretches.
Yes.
Just like the little stuff. If you can't get a ride in, go do some stretches, some backing up, some lunging with your Equibands, and that's still
backing
awesome.
Backing up does a lot.
It
backing
does.
Backing up with the Equibands, backing up through ditches, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the spring, I'll back up, like, I'll weave, not just back up down and up a hill, like, I'll weave down the ditch so I'm, like, angling it, too.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
You know, you're getting everything.
Yeah, yeah. You are.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, maybe just a little bit more maintenance in that end of things, but, like, as per like vet maintenance, I'm anticipating it should be less. And I feel like I have my horse back 100%. Like, yay. I don't think it's a hindrance at all to her. I think that she feels even better than before. So I'm super excited to WRA rodeo her all summer.
Yeah. Well, just like Lynette Broadway said on our podcast, that she thinks that kissing spine is just going to be like the new hock injections. It is so common. Lots of it's undiagnosed, but it's going to be so well researched and recognized that it's just going to be a surgery like that, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, soon. And in like Texas, that probably is a lot more common.
Yeah, I think so.
Here, I think it would like scare a buyer away a little bit if they weren't well versed in it or hadn't dealt with it before.
Yes. Yeah.
But
I think
we'll educate the people.
I was going
to
say, I think even just like other podcasts or our podcasts or like people putting information out there on it, it's not so scary. Like, I remember like when I thought that Coralie had kissing spine, like I was shitting. I was just like, oh my gosh, there goes my barrel career. Yeah, end of the world. There goes my barrel career next year. Like, I don't know what the heck's gonna happen. Like, but no, it's definitely not like that at all. And like seeing Ray like run harder than she ever has before is such a cool comeback story.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we kind of like, I missed the boat for like WRA rodeos. So we just didn't even go to any. So we just kind of like casually went to a few big jackpots and she felt good. So I'm excited. She's kind of been off since CBHI. So in the new year, 1st of January, we're getting back in shape and then hopefully start hitting some jackpots in February.
And I think you guys are going to see like almost all of the Ride Tribe rodeoing next year. And then Stevie will be for cheering, but
she can bring fame to some rodeos.
Yeah, she can. I think he'd like it.
Talk to Riley.
Talk to Cindy, the boss.
Yeah, Cindy's the boss.
Riley will be running her. Him.
Also, like, well, do you think you'll get him back at all in the summer or no? Or she'll have him till CBHI.
She's good.
She has them all. Woo.
She's. Yeah, there you go. Pulled the trigger.
Cool.
I am though. I said, okay. I miss him. Honestly.
Yeah, like, sweet boy. So sweet.
I really wanted to run him, but
he looks fine.
Yeah, and he's doing so well. Like, she loves him. Said he's like, he's loving it, and he tries really hard. And actually, she's got a couple of stallions there that she's riding in, and she ties him up next to them, and he keeps them all in line.
Nice. Aw, a little famey.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm so sad that I'm not going to get to run him. But at this stage in my life, I was like,
one horse to run is probably good.
One horse. Yeah. Plus, I want to get Joe running once her baby's weaned.
Yeah.
So I am going to go once a month and ride with her and ride him. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
I'll be doing that. But I'm like, I want to give him a good shot. So,
he's super stakes too, so
that'll be fun. Yeah.
And then you can derby him.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. If he doesn't sell for the big bucks after he wins all that super stakes money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And BEI, he gets to run for that.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to go to everything next year, you guys.
I know.
Anyways,
so
keep on going. So now you're Ray. You're going to be rodeoing next year. You got her all fit. Everything's good.
She's not fit yet, but she shouldn't be too.
She will be next year. But, yes. But you're gonna ride your 2-year-old little Valentina, or no, you switched her name.
I wanted to name her Disco now, but everyone says that's like,
all I think about is Zohan. Disco, yeah.
That's why I want to name her that. So you say that all the
time. Disco.
Yeah, Marie's
so original, Steph. Her freaking mom's name was Disco.
And it's in her registered name. But yeah, Marie Ockren, I love the job that she does. She's super nice, super close, super feely. And so yeah, she's going to take my 2-year-old. But yeah, I just have Ray and the 2-year-old. Barbie pulled a deep digital last year, so she is bred to Hula Guy. And that's the only baby I'm expecting in the spring is a Barbie crossed on Hula Guy. But I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I honestly like probably won't try to ride Barbie till next season.
Yeah.
Just let her rest and be a mom.
Let her rest and be a devil maybe next mother.
I can only imagine what kind of mother she's going to be.
Yeah. But when does she do? She's due later on.
May or June. Just a little later. Yeah.
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 Nice. And, okay, before we even move on to any other subjects we got to talk about crypto. Why is Snoop Dogg on a poster? A. B. What the hell is the land you can buy? C. Why are people farming it? What the hell are they farming? Freaking air?
Okay, I don't know if I can tell.
Four.
Never mind.
Okay.
What kind of
the farming thing?
Like, I don't know. Steph's gonna do like a full podcast on.
I'll do like a full episode, but I'll give you guys a little teaser. It's been exactly a year since I've like dove deep into the interwebs, learning about cryptocurrency. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Bitcoin's a scam. It's a big scam. And I know, especially in the barrel world, there was a scam going on.
Mm-hmm.
And what cryptocurrency is decentralized currency.
I love your hand. It's like, my buddy.
Only you could see me right now.
Right now. Very so nice.
Decentralized means it's not regulated. You know, you're not protected by the government. You're not protected by your banks. If you go and put your money on into the web, there's no insurance. So
no
it is
protection.
It's a little riskier
but
business.
Higher reward.
Very, like, many opportunities for high reward, but also higher risk.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone, like, heard that Facebook rebranded to Meta. And now your phone, when you open Facebook and you open Instagram, it says powered by Meta.
Where?
And so what Meta is metaverse.
Like what? Oh, it says from Meta.
Right? So Meta means metaverse. And so in 2021, cryptocurrency was like, it was super profitable. Like Bitcoin and then Ethereum and a lot of the other coins, which is there's so many, had a great year in 2021. 2022, from what I'm hearing in the world, I literally listen to hours every day.
Yeah, you are obsessed.
Like, probably average, like, 2 hours a day listening to this stuff for a whole year. So, like, I feel like I'm, like, decently educated, but still, like, I have only, like, scratched the tip of the iceberg, so I really don't know what I'm talking about. I can, like, try for, like, you know, people that are less educated than me, but I really still don't know. Like, I'm not a tech person. I never went to school for any computer sciences. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't know, like, the core stuff. But it's very interesting. Honestly, financial freedom is attainable through cryptocurrency, you know, if you do it smart, if you learn. But you can't just be like, hey, Steph, teach me. What do I do? Like, it's like...
I'm like, Sarah Steffels, here's all my money.
I will do a podcast on it, but you have to do so much of your own research first. Mm-hmm. And like, so because it's decentralized, unregulated, there is a lot of opportunity for scammers. There's a ton of scammers in the
space. Didn't like a bunch of huge
scams? Yeah. And so I don't know exactly what that was, but some people made up an app and an exchange and got people to put money on it and then just poof, disappeared and took people's money, which, you know, I guess that can happen and they probably don't get in trouble because it's in crypto land and it's not regulated.
Is there cops in crypto land?
No.
So I think part of it was not in Canada. It was like in Australia, based in Australia.
And that's the thing with crypto.
It is different rules. Like, I don't think it was technically even legal in Canada.
Maybe not. Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Maybe not. And that's the cool thing with crypto is like some of these countries, like, you know, don't have access to like good jobs and stuff. And if they can put a little bit of money into crypto and like grow it and then cash out some good US dollars, like that can change their life.
Yeah.
El Salvador, like they adopted it as like an actual legal currency. And like I read the other day, they're building 20 schools because they bought Bitcoin low.
That's cool.
Now they have like they made X amount of billions of dollars. But anyways, where am I even going to go with this? Okay, so Facebook rebranded as Meta. So Metaverse, that's going to be like the thing of 2022. You've probably heard buzzwords like NFTs. To me, NFT is like a digital art. So a lot of sports people, a lot of musicians are going to be getting into NFTs. Snoop Dogg's like really into it.
Like, yeah, can't you like buy land next to him or something?
Yeah, so there's this
one. But what's this land? Like I'm picturing Farmville.
I don't understand.
It's just like, you know, online games and stuff. Like they've made up these plots and you can like buy these little pieces of land. there's so many different ways to like get into like cryptocurrency and metaverse. Like,
I have a question.
What's your question?
Okay, sorry. This is probably going to take you off topic. But no. This little guy on the couch here, he like told me the story about how some guy told him. So it's like super credible already by the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
Some guy. Some guy said something to some other guy who told Cole. Anyways, so this guy made like $5 billion or something with crypto. But he can only get that money if people buy his bitcoins.
Okay, so my guess with that is that he bought some kind of crazy ass coin. Like, there's not a ton of those coins.
Yeah.
Maybe it went way up, but in order to get his money off, he has to sell it. And nobody,
but no one's buying
nobody
it.
Wants them, maybe?
So yeah, so he has all this money that he can't get.
And he can't get it off the exchange. Maybe that would happen, but I guess like I only invest in like pretty reputable projects.
So this is like a real risky.
Dogecoin, like, that's what everyone knows because there's the memes everywhere, which is good because it brings people in. It gets people's attention. But literally those ones like have very minimal use case. Like they don't offer a lot of like transactions or like services or platforms for people to build NFTs on or sell them on or trade. You know, like that's just my guess. I'd be curious to know what coin it is.
Me too.
But I do feel like I have like 20 people on YouTube that I honestly follow, feel like they're genuine people. They release like lives, they release videos every single day, educational stuff. Like a lot of these people have made it. Like they have made 30s of millions of dollars and like they don't have to do YouTube videos, but like
no kidding.
They truly want to because they want to bring people into the space, show people how they can make, you know, how they can change their lives and
they don't need to make any more money.
I think me and Steph were driving, or me and Cole were driving down south or something, and Cole's like, can you ask Steph a question? I asked you a question about like metaverse or NFTs or whatever the frick that's called. And
let's type you a story.
Oh, it was so funny. I was like, Cole, look. And he's like, oh.
I'm just still typing.
Yep.
But anyways, Steve. I could go on all night. So let me know if you guys have any specific questions or shoot me a message and we'll have a phone talk.
Can I just give you my money and you manage it?
I can do that too.
I love it.
Matt, yeah, seriously, it makes me like, okay, I got to get listening to these podcasts. Like,
maybe I can fit it into my like true crime podcast.
I just need to start listening to podcasts again.
Speaking of like listening to podcasts, what kind of podcasts are you guys listening to? Any certain podcasts right now?
Baby led weaning.
What?
Some baby ones.
Baby led weaning.
What the hell's that?
About weaning your child?
It's just about like feeding them. Instead of feeding them purees, you start feeding them
eggs,
like real food.
Eggs?
Make your own purees, probably. What,
where do you get eggs? She can eat eggs.
Do you say avocados, bananas?
Did you say purees? That puree? That's purees. What you said. Oh, I thought you said pure eggs.
Purees. Honestly, yeah, like she's had asparagus already. Ooh, broccoli.
Did she give her any hummus tonight?
I've given her hummus. She likes hummus.
Yeah.
It's good. It's got lots of iron in it.
Protein and carbs in there.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell's in there.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of the ones that I listen to.
Yeah, I've been listening to YouTube as if it was a podcast that I've had to up my data to like the most data that is available.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've been doing for podcasts. Yeah, I'm just like full blown. A couple good horse podcasts like Tammy Seamus. And there's a couple good horse ones. And the Money Barrel interviewed everybody that went to the NFR.
Yeah, she's really good.
And then at the NFR, they had a girl that do it. So I did listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I honestly just like haven't even been podcasting. Shalene a little bit.
I need to listen to more.
Plastic surgery nightmare.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah.
What about you?
True crime. Dateline. Canadian true crime. Crime Junkie. Crime Beat. True North. True crime. Case File. To Live and Die in LA. Morbid. This is Actually Happening. True or Crime.
It's all
Disgrace
crime.
Land.
You scare me.
Horseport Podcast. The Apology Nadine Line. Dr. Death. Source Scale. Okay, there was actually one that was wild the other day that I listened to. It's called The Thing About Helen and Olga. Have you guys heard that before?
No.
No? Oh, it's wild. So there's two older ladies and they have like accents and they wear like mink coats and like Chanel like lipstick and Louboutin shoes and just like hoily-toily.
But hoily-toily.
Do you want to know how they get their money? They adopt homeless men and they like feed them and put them in apartments and like take care of them for like a year. And like they people think they're great. They're like, wow, they're really doing something for the community. And then they take out a life insurance policy on these men. And then, you know, later on, like, you know, they're taking care of them. Everything's all good, whatever. It's like they're making sure they're healthy so that they don't die. And then
what?
At least a year later, they find them when they're like walking in the back alley or whatever, and they run them over with their car and murder them.
No, wait, is this real?
Yeah. And then cash in the life insurance policy. It's wild, you guys. Like,
is it a true story?
Oh yeah. It's
what?
Yeah, it's wild. It's called
Helen and Olga.
The thing about Helen and Olga. It's a Dateline podcast. It's brand new.
But like, when was what year did they do that? Oh my gosh,
what is wrong with people?
Was this back in the day?
No, it was like not even that long ago.
How many like did they get away with?
I don't remember how many there was. It was a while ago I listened to. But there was a guy who like caught on that there was something not right about it, and he's interviewed on here, and it like saved his life that he like trusted his gut instinct.
Wow.
There is six episodes.
I did watch a show and it was kind of like that. Wait, like
it was a homeless guy?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, who does that? And then like it was kind of funny because they like put their crime, like their interviews and stuff, like on the podcast. So like a lot of the times they got arrested or like were interviewed by the cops are on there, and like they like start blaming each other and like throwing each other under the bus.
shady broads.
Yeah, so that's a good podcast to listen to if you guys are looking for something.
That's on Dateline though.
You just have to search the thing about Helen and Olga. Yeah.
Wow.
I might have to listen to that.
It was cool. Yeah, like who would have thought that.
There's a show on Amazon Prime and it's kind of like that. But it's like this one girl. You haven't watched it? It's a movie.
No.
She like takes care of an old person, but kind of like fucks with her.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's a movie. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'll have to do some researching. Speaking of movies and stuff like that, though, but are you watching like Yellowstone? Like, what's your?
Oh yes, every Sunday.
Yeah,
I watch Yellowstone. There was a roan horse that got collected in the last one. Is that
I was wondering if that was Metallic Cat when I saw that.
But maybe he doesn't live at the. Maybe they have a different roan that lives at the 666.
So
it's so serious. It's so intense.
I don't know if I'm going to get yelled at for this or what, but I'm not 100% into this season. I don't think the season's that great.
It's too much. Like, that's not how life on the farm really is. Like, no. We're not blowing people up because we want the land beside us. Like, could you imagine?
Exactly. And it's like, okay, how about let's like do some problems like with like horses or like, you know, like.
And like Beth and her dad, even they're like serious talk.
And like, she's like, hey, daddy, after she sees him naked or something like that. I was like, ew. Or
takes the knife after the girl he's like sleeping with. Like, okay, let's get real.
But I'm a little over the whole land dispute and like just.
It went like gangster farm. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I know. This season just isn't. It's just weird. I mean,
maybe
you
know,
you're watching it, so you got to keep watching it. Yeah. But yeah, it's just
not into
and
it.
And I
think though that this might be like a builder season.
Yeah,
maybe. For like hope they're building for something better.
Like right now, I'm watching The Sinner. Like, have you guys watched The Sinner?
No.
Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
I don't remember how it went, but I did watch it.
Okay, it's super good. And like on Amazon Prime, like the fourth season's out, and like the fourth season is wild. And it's like every single episode, like
you can't wait for the next one.
It's like I don't feel that way
about
Yellowstone this one.
It's easier to go to bed that way. And it's easier that they don't release it every week. You're not like binging.
I know.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I can wait a week to see what Beth says next week.
I love Yellowstone. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's super good. But I think the first seasons were so good that this one is just kind
of
like
a little bit of a letdown.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that was my weeba. I'm trying to think. What else was I watching on Netflix?
I haven't watched anything super notable. Bad Sport was kind of crazy. Did you guys watch that? The one with the racehorses?
Oh my God.
Oh no. So people were like, their bad thing was like very quietly killing expensive $150,000 racehorses for the insurance money for the owners. And the owners were just like these show jumping racehorses.
Like multimillionaires that didn't want to buy a horse for $150,000. Like, and said they would just like hire a horse hitman who was interviewed on like the documentary to like electrocute them. So it looks like colic.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they had like other, obviously, like just rigging basketball games. And that was an interesting series. I watched a few from there.
Yeah. I mean, I have like all the true crime freaking ones murdered. Okay, another huge letdown was like season two of Tiger King.
Oh, I never even looked at it.
Yeah, what was that? We watched like an episode and I was like, hey, this
is bullshit. This is dumb. Like, I want to, like, yeah, what even was actually, it? Actually, like, the one part that made me like die laughing though is they did like show a clip of them burying a chimpanzee that died in a Tiger King t-shirt. And that kind of made me laugh. I don't know.
I heard like that's where I heard like Netflix. If you just like pitch an idea to them, they'll send you an iPhone and they're like, here, record your idea and we'll see if it makes it. And that's what they did with Tiger King. And like,
what about that other one? That Squid Game. Did you guys watch that?
I did. I liked it. I thought it was neat.
I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
I watched a few episodes. Landon was watching it and I joined for a few, but
yeah.
It's just weird. Like, just weird. A show like that was like number one for a while.
It was like
just so odd. Just like
just
Tiger
so
King
random. Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Like, people just really need something different to look at, I guess. Being cooped up and cooped
I up think and crazy. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. And then plans for Christmas. What's everyone kind of up to?
Eat and drink and be merry.
Because what is it?
Tis the season, ladies and gentlemen.
When Steph starts drinking, every 5 seconds, she's like, tis the season. Tis the season.
Oh,
it's
dear.
So funny.
Yeah, we had a couple NFR parties.
We did. I attended.
Couch jockeyed. And
ate.
Oh.
Speaking of the NFR, how pumped are you guys that Jordan won the world?
Oh, that was badass. I didn't realize that her mom won the world and her mom's horse was Bozo.
Bozo and Rolo. And Rolo is a rope horse too. Did you see that? He's like a world-class like head horse or heel horse. I'm not sure which one. But
cool.
And a lot of futurity horses in the barrels this year.
Oh, yeah, man. Lemon Drop.
So many cool horses.
That's so cool.
All right, guys. Should we end this podcast?
Dreams. I think we should end this podcast. We're happy that you guys are. I'm so happy to be back. I'm pumped to be back on the bed.
Did we do our goals?
Goals for next season?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's do some quick little goals for next season. You start.
Okay.
She's well, like, I need to think about that yet.
Well, as you know, Fame is going to be with Riley. So I don't know. My goal is just to, with him, is to go and ride lots, learn lots while he's there and take that as
take
an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, to really learn about the futurity game. Because, I mean, I've only futurity Joe.
Yeah.
And with D, I think I really want to get, like I was saying, I really want to get her in shape. Like,
mm-hmm.
Fit.
Yeah, get her fit. My not long term, but sort of long term, but shorter term, is to get Landon to build me a hot walker.
Yeah.
So I can utilize that in my program.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Get her in real good shape and over the winter go to lots of barrel races and work on my mental game. Cause I know when I'm riding in a jackpot, I ride totally different. Even when I'm riding with people, like, I don't know, I just get nervous, like, oh my goodness, am I doing it right? Are they watching me? You know,
just exhibition for a few.
Yeah. I need to focus on that.
Being comfortable and letting it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Steffi.
Steffi.
What's your goals?
Same thing. I want to make a really fit horse for the rodeo season. I think rodeos start in April. So I want to be running like a month before that, like hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like honestly, I would love to make WRA finals. Like I think Ray is the capable. She's got the moves and the speed.
I think so.
And like it just takes me riding like I have to and being in shape myself as well. So yeah, like it's a pretty aggressive goal, but I would really like to try and make the WRA finals.
Nice.
Sweet. Love and it. You placed on rodeos with Ray, like WRA rodeos with Ray. So
even
before the
surgery. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think she's capable.
Mm-hmm.
Me cool. too. I just need to get my butt to the gym here in the new year a little bit harder as well.
We were doing pretty good there for a little bit.
We were. And then it was like December. I was like, screw it.
Yeah. December's too busy.
That's my goal too, actually.
It's the month of eggnog and treats.
I want to get working out again. Got to get in shape again before the next baby.
Them abs and them legs.
This is not, before the next baby. Not that I'm like expecting one now.
Okay.
I just got to get in shape probably be long soon. Before
probably.
That.
Probably
be soon. No, it won't be.
So I don't know.
What about you, Diener?
My goal is really dependent on how he does with Vanessa. If she thinks like, okay, this horse is like succeeding. I mean, I have all faith and capability. Or wait, why did I use the word capability? I have all faith that he will go in there and be capable of handling all the pressure. I mean, he like goes in there and hunts his first barrel.
Yeah.
He's good.
You need to have some confidence.
It's going
to
be good.
Yes. Hitting all the events.
I think like my goal is to like, yeah. I would love to like go to rodeos and like not be super far off from the top. I think getting to like the mid high end of the pack would be super cool. Like, you know, just experiencing that. I think he's capable. I mean, like he showed like a lot of talent this year. So I don't know. I think something like that would be my goal. Mm-hmm. And like just myself being a confident
and
rider.
And are you going to go ride there with her while she has him?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to be going down there for sure. Like, I'm very excited for her to ride him, and I love the way she rides and her style, and I think I'd be able to follow along with it. So,
oh, yeah, she's so helpful, too.
Very
helpful.
And you
know she's getting him rode while he's there.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So that's kind of my goal is just very dependent on him. If she thinks, like, okay, maybe this horse isn't fully ready for all that yet, I'm just going to be happy to hit up some jackpots and doing that, but I can see myself rodeoing on him next year for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for our year.
I just
next
need
year.
Fun. Yeah.
Just being able to pull up to an event and just be like, yeah, I'm going to run here and it's going to be a good time and not worry, you know?
I feel like I need a year of not worrying.
And I think him going to Vanessa is going to be awesome for that. Like, even, okay, when I jumped on Angus, it's like he was ready to go. I just jumped on and oh my gosh, that was the most fun I'd had at a barrel race in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Well, I think like almost every run I had on Coralie, I came out of the alleyway with a smile on my face. Like I
was so pumped.
So I'm already having a lot of fun on him. So I just want to continue having fun, but I think he's going to be more than fun. I think he's going to be competitive.
Yeah. Oh that's sweet. For sure. Definitely. Yeah.
And I will be listing Cash like officially in the new year once I get to the arena and start like doing that. She will not be for sale as a barrel horse. Like, well, right now
she's such a nice horse, like for anything else.
She like literally is like a ranch horse dream. Yeah. Like she is so awesome. Like there's not very many horses that you can go to like go to the back 40 and all the bucking stock is like ripping and you need to like bring them into the sorting or to the handling system. And she's actually chill. Like when horses are see other horses running, they're like
be sketchy.
And she's just head down, chilling. Like she we have videos of her pulling bulls, pulling cows, branding. She'll set you right up for a shot, drag them to the fire. She's awesome and she's beautiful. And you know, she just doesn't like barrel racing and that doesn't mean she's a bad horse.
No.
Yeah. But she's the handiest horse we have out here.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Anyone is looking for a ranchy horse.
Yeah, a very
Miss
solid
Cash
ranch horse.
Could be for sale.
Yeah, or someone who like has even a stock contracting company and they need something to work the back pens or whatever, something that you can actually work and like sort off of.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
So cool. Or someone that wants to do sorting or mounted shooting or anything. Like she'd be good at all that.
Yeah.
So she's going to be for sale. Batty's going to be for sale coming this spring. And
we're all like the whole ride tribe's like downsizing or
readjusting.
The plan is I think Cole and I are going to sell all of our horses other than Coralie and Twiz, who's like this little roan that's out in our field right now. We're going to actually send him away for breakaway training because that will be my breakaway horse.
Cool. Hopefully,
fingers crossed if everything works out because he's like the size of a pony. Like he's tiny.
Oh, nice.
And like stocky. So I'm like, he looks like a sweet little heel horse. So I think we'll just use him as breakaway. And then, so I'll probably buy a nice weanling or a 2-year-old.
Got to come check out Trickster.
I do. But that's also a goal of mine is to break. I would love to enter some breakaway roping jackpots. But I need a horse that I can do that with because I just feel like I'll be a better roper than a barrel racer.
That'd be fun if you can arrange some of that.
Yeah,
and Shelby will have to go to some ropings.
We will for sure.
Speaking of like buying and selling, if anyone has a 1D horse that they are looking to sell, real specific. She wants something really good quality, something point and shoot and push minimal style. Minimal maintenance mm-hmm. maintenance when you're running them too, you know, like a pretty easy to run horse that's just ready to go.
User friendly.
Amateur rodeo, user friendly. If you have something like that.
If you have a unicorn.
And she has a healthy budget.
She has a good budget for the right horse, I feel like. Yeah.
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 We know what the 1D horses cost, okay? In Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe not the States. Maybe not the States 1D, but the ones in Alberta anyway.
Yeah.
Shoot us a message and we will send you her contact or
I think that you guys should send us her info and then we'll have like a horse bachelorette. Sounds good. Awesome. Well, we had fun on the mics here.
We did. All right.
We did.
Let's take us out of this podcast, ladies.
Get rich.
Or ride trying.